you know, to continue our conversation about loving God, the prophets, peace be upon them all, are the greatest lovers of God. And so they give us indications of how to love God. And God speaks to them, telling them how we are to approach and how much we are loved. So you can imagine that how much love they have, if we can imagine that. You know, think of Abraham, alayhi salam, who had said he was completely permeated by the divine qualities. So there was nothing in him that was not of his beloved. He had no concern other than his beloved, and he was called the passionate in love. He was passionate about God, gave away everything for God's sake, and was willing to sacrifice Isaac or Ishmael. We say both. I say both. Think of Moses, who would go up to the mountain to meet God. So sometimes we need to go on a retreat. We need to, you know, remove ourselves from society in order to have that quiet or that intimacy with God. But at other times, like tonight at Zikr, we need to be together to feel that intensity. And Ibn Arabi himself said that for the advanced dervish or advanced seeker, that you don't need to retreat anymore because God is everywhere. You see God everywhere. But in the beginning, retreat is good. So Moses would speak to God, and God would speak with Moses. God asked Moses, what is Moses carrying? He had his staff as he would stand there, and what an intimate, you know. Of course God knows what Moses is holding in his hand, but it's just that personal address, you know, to say, oh, what are you carrying, Moses? What do you have in your hand? And then, of course, it became a means of revelation for Moses, because then, as we know, the staff transformed through divine power. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was the most intense lover of God. The most intense lover of God. To the point that, you know, the divine jealousy covered him, and if he was even distracted so much as a moment, it would have very strong consequences. Like to move his ring. Apparently, once in it, just, you know how we do, we play with our ring, or we do fiddle, or, well, that wasn't appropriate for him. And he would go out at night in the garden, in Medina, in the gardens, and pray, and be alone, and be with God that way. As we know, in the early part of his divine mission, he sought loneliness in the cave that was in Mecca, actually, above Mecca. And he would retreat there until the angel of revelation came to him. And then he received the first surah of Holy Quran. And then after that, there was a break in the revelation, and it said that he was so distraught by what he felt as the absence of, you know, the presence of God, the absence of God, that he almost threw himself off a cliff. And then there are different accounts of how long that lasted. Some say 6 months, and then came revelation again. So, inshallah, may the zikr be for us this place of transformation and going deeper and deeper into God.